Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. This is WSCIRO, and I am Dr. Shirley Caniff here with my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Caniff, who just came on in there. We are broadcasting from New England, Stoughton, Mass, to be exact. And it is the 4th of July, and we are broadcasting at 9:34 Eastern Standard Time. We put out a message alert on our tweet deck, so that meant that Facebook people got it and Twitter, the people that follow us on Twitter got it. So hopefully there are people live listening, and if anyone wants to call in and join us on this special prayer, intercessory prayer broadcast for our nation, you could do so at 718-664-6360. Again, 1-718-664-6360. Well, we just want to call upon the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to guide us in this time, this special time. We are normally doing other things on the 4th of July, but within this last week, and it's increased today. It's a lovely sunny day, but I just, in my spirit, and my husband's been confirming this, and other people on Facebook have been confirming this, that there's like a something going on, a groaning in the spirit from the heart of God about the state of affairs that is right now happening in the world. And there are definitely hot spots happening where there's zones of war. But, you know, it does say in Scripture, in Matthew, towards the end of Matthew, that there are, in these days, there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. Don't let that trouble you. But don't let that trouble us, but what we should be doing in the middle of all this is intercessory prayer, because this could actually head off and thwart the intensity of these conflicts, okay? Specifically, we've been following the news about what's going on in North Korea. Very important. As we're talking now, in the last couple of hours, well, within the last couple of days, but more so now, the activity of aggression of the firing of missiles, Scud missiles in the Pacific waters, Southern Pacific, I think it is. Right, Jeff, is it South Pacific? Are they in that region? Jeff?
Say again?
Are they in that region? You were reading an article on
mm-hmm.
what's going on. Do you have the article with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I think you should read that article, and then we should go into some prayer. You have about 51 minutes, and we're just going to just do a focused prayer, intensive on this conflict, because the sermon that I have been getting, that I also got during Hurricane Katrina and just before the tsunami and just before 9/11, was this intensity in my spirit. And so the Lord's bringing this to my attention, and I'm sure other intercessors' attention, I should say, to make
mm-hmm.
a prayer intention right now. And it's like I have this strange spirit that I'm feeling in my spirit that, like, it's something that's just grieving the Lord, and there's a groaning. There's a grieving, and there's a groaning. And we must be on our knees. Okay, Jeff.
This is from CNN in South, their office in South Korea, in Seoul, South Korea. North Korea fired several short-range missiles toward the Sea of Japan on Saturday, an act that the U.S. watched closely and South Korea called provocative. The Pyongyang fired seven short-range missiles in less than 7 hours, South Korea's foreign ministry said. The missiles were apparently Scud-type, estimated to have a range of about 500 kilometers or 310 miles, according to South Korea's Yonhap News Agency. South Korean intelligence estimates that North Korea has about 700 such missiles in its arsenal. The Pyongyang tests fired four such missiles off the East Coast Thursday, Yonhap reported. South Korea called the launches a provocative act, according to a government statement. North Korea had issued a warning to mariners to avoid an area in the Sea of Japan at certain times, between June 24th and July 9th, because of military firing exercise, according to a U.S. military communication about the warning provided to CNN.
Does it continue, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm turning the page. The first two missiles were fired about 8 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., the Yonhap News Agency reported. Another missile was launched at 10:45 a.m., the agency reported, and the fourth one came sometime after that. And
what did they do today, this morning?
This morning there was three additional missile fires. So there's been a total of seven missile firings since Thursday.
Okay. What's the concern?
The concern is that the real concern is not clearly stated in the article, but the real concern is that these types of missiles could also be adapted to carrying nuclear warheads, even though they're short range.
And put that article from CNN. What is alert status with, you know, the warships in the area, and what are they concerned about regarding the present leader's health status and what's going on around him, you know, with leadership?
Okay, let's see. His Prime Minister's health has been acknowledged as being compromised, and we don't know what kind of instructions he may have left before he finally might have been superseded by the what we would call vice president or the vice prime minister.
He had a stroke or something like that.
Yeah, he had a stroke. So, and we know from my reading of medical information on strokes that sometimes strokes end up altering a person's psychology for
a cognitive
burst. And so if he had a negative disposition before his stroke, it could be extremely aggravated, and sometimes the reasoning, the part of your brain that helps with the reasoning functions, are restricted or damaged in the process of having a stroke. So you may not even have the full capacity of reasoning. And if that's the case, there may be other people actually trying to do the leadership behind the scenes in this unstable situation.
Mm-hmm. I was getting a sense when you were reading that article that, you know, the Lord is showing me that regime that wants, is really hungry for dictatorship and power. The same kind of disposition as the Khmer Rouge of Cambodia.
I started seeing somebody else's face after I read the article about the Prime Minister's state of health, and it's not anybody. It doesn't seem to be like they're talking in the Prime Minister's name, but it isn't the one talking.
Okay.
It isn't the obvious Prime Minister. There's somebody else. Because of the health situation,
yeah,
is acting in the Prime Minister's stead, but they're not the situation is so unstable that even though I disagree with the actions that they're taking with these missiles and stuff like that, I think there's a real important thing that's going on is that because of this health issue, someone else is actually leading the country. And they may be more, and they may have been more unstable than the Prime Minister.
Right.
We don't know.
the thing is, they are unwilling to disclose
negotiate.
The position, negotiate.
To return to the they walked away from the negotiations, and they just literally walked away from it because they want to play their dangerous game. And I understand their concern. All these big nations, United States, Russia, and all these other big companies that were part of what we called the Cold War era, had nuclear devices, and just those countries having them could have wiped out the world too. Now we have all these little nations with not as much stability, but they want to be heard and they want to be noticed, and they and some of this is rightfully so, regardless of the political tone of each nation, because we're becoming more we're becoming more globally oriented, and it seems like more and more the walls between nations need to come down, but they need to come down in a safe way. But
yeah.
Everybody's panicking. Everybody's afraid that their philosophies of life that have been predominant over a certain nation are going to be, whether it's capitalism, communism, imperialism, democratic monarchy, whatever works. But we're really learning the hard way that we're one people. The world is one people. And I challenge the Christians listening to come on, pray with us, pray seriously with us, because Korea is so far away, right? But it's a small, compared to other nations, it's a tiny nation. North Korea is a tiny part of a nation, but you know what? It's calling for attention. These are actions that are calling for attention, and they're concerned about their own safety. But it's this continued arms race that has always been a problem since the development of nuclear energy.
And also, too, Jeff, they're also concerned with North Korea's alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Right, their ally with
yes.
Iran, so they're encouraging the nuclear program, the building up of their nuclear arms, they're actually encouraging Iran and possibly supporting them, giving them the things that they need to build their arsenals up. It's something about Russia, too, in there. I'm not so sure. I don't know what that's all about. But, this is facts. A lot of this is fact. It's not hearsay coming from us. It's not imagined. It's something that we've been following on the news. The Lord issued a clarion call in the spirit, and then we just did our research, and we're following the news. And there is still some kind of activity that, in the infancy stages, we can actually head it off in the Holy Spirit and things like that, because this is definitely on God's heart, and feeling the groaning and the grieving. We just have to be obedient. Is there anything else you want to say about this, Jeff, before we go into prayer? Go ahead.
We shouldn't fear, because God never stopped being in control. From the time of creation, before it even started, to the present time that we have here, He's never stopped being in control.
Right.
And things may get intense on this side of the kingdom, but we have to put our trust not in weapons, not in foreign policies, but all those things that have bring some degree of good results, but God is the God who will bring the final results, and we'll be able to see what we really have hoped and dreamed for as people, as a human, you know, as a family group of people, just to know that, you know, our hopes and dreams are still there. Our hopes and dreams are still intact. I mean, even in the Middle East, I've interacted with some Middle Eastern families who have come over here for specific reasons, such as the needs of their children with disabilities and stuff like that. That's how I got to know one as a transportation driver for one such family. And you know, and the family was a divided Muslim family. And hopefully it was always peaceful and always meant to be peaceful because they were trying to take care of the needs of their family. And then I realized, you know what? Every family on earth, no matter where they are, want three things for them and for their children and their relatives. They want a place to live that is in peace so that they can raise their children according to their consciences and their religious sensibilities and just have a good life. That's what every human person deserves on the face of the planet. Have we gotten there totally? Not yet. But I believe when Jesus does come back, we're going to get there. That's the key. The missing key is Jesus. It's going to put order where there is no order, finally straighten out the things that have evaded human attempts to be straightened out.
And, you know, and also this country's mission and vision as set forth by our fathers, the fathers of this nation that have gone before us, we're supposed to be a mission-based, peace-oriented nation where we, you know, the Lord has entrusted us with the ambassadorial position of maintaining peace on this planet, okay, because that's the call of the Christian. That's why we are a Christian nation. And you know, it's ingrained in the soil and fabric of America, and also in our blood. It didn't start out that way, of course, with, you know, the different wars and slaughters of you know, the Indians and different things like that. But the goal, it was always pressing towards that goal. Okay, and Jeff, before we have 5 minutes before we go into prayer, and we have 37 minutes for the entire broadcast, but we have at least 5 minutes to talk about this movie that the Lord yesterday had put in our hearts to get. It was only $1.05 rental from Schwarz, but
a video vending machine.
Yeah, and what was the name of the movie, Jeff?
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Right, and it was a new version.
I loved it. It was a very good story. And
how it pertains to what I was to talk about, our mission and vision as Americans and as people of the earth, you know, what was the primary purpose of the aliens coming to the earth? What was it, Jeff?
Well, they wanted to literally save the planet Earth from the human beings, the destructive human beings. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for a reason not to do it, but they couldn't see it, so they visited the planet and intended to talk with the leadership, but then the aliens found out one principal thing, that when you go to the precipice of disaster, people wake up and change. That's what they were looking for, the human race's ability to change itself from the extreme destructiveness to a more healthy way of living.
And they found this in this mother and child. The mother is actual astrophysicist for the nation. When these alien life forms came back to this planet, it was almost like a second coming of something higher than ourselves. Yeah, had human intelligence and human likeness, but they were more like they had the ability to preserve the earth as far as this all the species and everything and have them come into this capsule, this like orb like portal, and or they also had the ability to destroy the that which was discerned or deemed to be violent, and you know, yeah,
but destroy everything that was built.
Yeah, and they could actually perceive where the violence was, and wherever they saw peace or peaceful people, they left them alone. So it was more like, you know, what was really drawing them to this planet was, you know, to counteract the evil forces so that, you know, the peace could abide and love and things like that. But we, you know, what they were perceiving was that humans lost the ability to be humans. Now, there was a dialogue that really got to me where this person, you know, had spoken to someone that looked like he was Japanese, but he was actually one from the same planet system that this person came from. And he finally found him because they were, you know, they had planted them years ago, you know, like when they came to the Earth to do these studies and, you know, to live among the people and, you know, assume the likeness of a human being. And this person was from representing Japan. Was it Japan? Japan or some Asian country. And he was telling, they were collecting all the watchers to bring them back, you know, from where they came. But this person, he grew older because he had been here for a while, and he got accustomed to being human, and he started to experience unconditional love for the humans, and he was trying to explain that to this, you know, this person that was sent on this mission that we just spoke about, and he said, "I want to. At first, I didn't want to be here. I wanted to come back, but what's keeping me here is love for humanity." And I thought, wow.
And when we talk about love, we're not talking about wishy-washy love. We're talking about solid foundation love that will lay down one's life for one's friends. And our primary example of that is Jesus Christ. He started by having a group of 72, and from that 72 he called 12, and from that 12 he called 4, so he could develop the character and give them the training he needed to give them for the short time he had them, the short time he was here, love is the greatest, true, honest love of God and neighbor. Is what's foundational for achieving peace. Not this flimsy stuff that accepts everything that's wrong.
Right, right.
As if it's right. But, you know.
So that's why we're here. That's what is motivating us to pray. It's the love of God for humanity, for mankind, to, you know, to be, to call Christians, especially believers, to not give up on the mandate to seek peace and run after it and to teach others the same. There's a mindset out there that says, well, peace will never be achieved until Jesus returns. That's the fullness of peace, okay? But any smidgen of peace, any token of love, any, you know, and they say that faith is the size of a mustard seed to move mountains. Any measure of any of those attributes of God, or gifts of God, fruits of the Holy Spirit, any element of those can, mixed with the divine spark in humanity, can move mountains, can make a difference. And the only way we can apprehend this is through prayer and you know, and not doubt it. So with this in mind, before this broadcast, I was asking the Lord, what song can we like begin this prayer adventure? I call it prayer and adventure because every day, every time you pray, if you pray according to the Holy Spirit, when he's leading, it's an adventure because the spirit blows whence it will, and it's so cool to witness that and be a part of that. So, anyways, let's see. Psalm 2. We'll open up with Psalm 2, okay? And Jeff, after Psalm 2, if you can just go right into the actual prayer directive, and I'll just sit back and speak in tongues, and when there's a break in that, then I'll whatever the Lord is showing me, I will go into the prayer part. Okay, so Psalm 2, okay? Lord, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? Why does North Korea plot? The kings of the earth, the king of North Korea and all the other parts of the earth take their stand, and they take their stands in the South Pacific. And the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one and against the authorities that want a just and peaceful coexistence. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs at this. The Lord scoffs at them. And then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, on my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them into pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of North Korea, you rulers of Afghanistan, you rulers of all the hot spots where there's war going on right now. Okay? Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in any given moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. So, Lord, this very day, we take refuge in him, and Jesus, and the one who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, one who is and was and is to come again. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your majesty. And we thank you for your kingship. And Holy Spirit, we just ask you to go before us. And go ahead, Jeff. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, glory. We praise you and thank you, Lord Almighty God. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the fire of your love in the hearts of your people who are listening and who are being called by you to pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We ask for a divine intervention in these perilous situations on the earth, Lord. We ask for a neutralization of all that is all this tension, Lord. And we ask for a spirit of peace to invade the hearts of the leaders, Lord, in power and in might, that they may know that there is a God and that this God rules the affairs of men, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. We just praise you, glorify your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Worldwide intervention, Father. Worldwide intervention, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Multiply your actions into the billions, Lord, for the billions of souls that are on the planet, Lord. Multiply your actions, multiply your grace, multiply your mercy, multiply your interventions, Lord. Hallelujah,
angelic
Jesus.
Hosts.
Hallelujah.
Angelic hosts. I see angelic hosts coming to all the hot spots, especially in the South Pacific. And I see one warrior archangel in the middle of the South Pacific, heading everything off. I see the holy, there's also armies of heaven coming. And that only the enemy can see to intimidate them. There's battleships from heaven right now in the South Pacific. I see it. There are more of them than there are of the North Koreans. Shikata mashanda. Shikata. They're heading them off. Oh, shikata mashanda. And Pharisees and them. Oh, shaka. They even see the big warrior angel. Shikata in the deep. Ha ha. Shababa. Shokata ta shikete. Shikata masita mashande. Oh, shakala masota mashande. In the Lord's name, there will be no conflict today. In Jesus' name, shikarama, there will be, everything is like, I just see it. The Lord's just like, he's waging the battle in the heavenly. Thank you, Lord. Shikatama shanda, oriyama shanda, oriyama shanda. Thank you, Lord. Oh, shapapapa. The Lord says he's going to be, he's protecting what his right hand has planted. And what his right hand has planted has eternal value. What his right hand has planted, it has eternal value. Shikaraba shambaba shadaba shan. Shikatatatatata. Oh, shabashande da the yanda. Oh, katalamo shikai mashande. Shikaraba shende de yamashanda. Oh, yamashanda da 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 da. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen the armor of all the intercessors, Lord, that you have interceding for the purpose of the kingdom of God coming to the earth. The Lord is saying the only way that peace can be assured is when we pray the kingdom of God into the earth, and over the governmental system. It's like a buffer zone. The Lord says it's going to create a buffer zone. Thank you, Lord. And Jeff, why don't you pray for the Honduras? You were just reading the article on that one.
I was reading the details on that one, and the U.S. is saying that the former prime minister at this point in the game is... Let's see.
Is the what, honey?
Obama administration is supporting the return of Prime Minister Zelaya without qualification.
Okay. And
that's our president.
What did we read, though, the last 2 days, that Honduras government... They are feeling that the leader that they took out...
They replaced it
with a more of a just leader because his other leader had, had connections with Hugo Chavez, which was a communist, right?
Yeah, and there was claims that he wasn't being constitutional in his actions.
That's right. The United States has this thing about everybody having to be constitutional, so it doesn't look like a coup. So, however the
The world community is calling it a coup d'etat.
But they don't realize the impending danger. I guess they liken the leader that they took out like a Hitler. So how, why is the United States, the well, United States wants to assure that they go through the democratic process, I think that's what it is.
Well, we made an exception in the area of Cuba, and we put a communist in power, and look what happened.
Right.
He put missiles in his country that were pointed at us.
Exactly. So all we need to do is pray for divine intervention in the democratic process, and that the United States will, you know, the Lord will give President Barack Obama and the whole administration wisdom and insight as to what is really going on in the government.
And right now President Obama is paying attention to Middle East issues.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on.
Which have the same kind of impact as the situation with Korea.
Exactly.
And we don't...
The link, Iran and Korea are linked. And so you have these things, and the enemy always wants to throw in the mix distractions so as not to focus in on what the real danger is of the day. So we need to pray for the Barack Obama administration for wisdom. Just in clarity and priority.
What's important about Honduras is that if these countries, even though they're small countries, they could provide opportunities for others to
have missiles
even all the more closer to us.
And that's why these leaders are acting up, so they can do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. If they're not, accountable to a greater authority through the UN and, through the allegiance of the nations for good world purposes, then we have to watch out for them. So let's pray for wisdom for the Obama administration and that the Lord will open their eyes and they would see what's really going on, that they would follow the necessary steps to intervene without war, without aggression, without casualty, and that they would help them settle the crisis in the government.
The thing that impresses me about the situation with Honduras is that there was no bloodshed.
Right, right.
Most coups end up with lots of bloodshed.
And that's what the article said, that they did this initial step without bloodshed, which could have ended up with bloodshed and a beginning of a genocide. So, Jeff, we only have 17 minutes remaining. Let us pray into that. I'd like for you to start that because you're more familiar with the article.
Lord, we just ask you to bless the nation of Honduras. We ask for your glory to fall on the nation, Lord. We ask your wisdom and knowledge and understanding be imparted to the Church of Honduras, Lord, that they may intercede properly, that they may be anointed with the power of intercession.
That's commissioned angels. Yeah.
And commission the Prince of Honduras and the Prince of Central America, Lord, that the Holy Princes of Heaven, who were your governing angels and principalities over the nations in that area, Lord, we just ask that you would activate them and bring them into their proper role that of divine protection over the nation as they try to move closer and closer to you.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just give glory to you. We offer the nation of Honduras, Belize, Guatemala, all those other Central American nations, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be recreated, and you shall renew the face of the earth, Lord. Starting in those nations, Lord, renew the face of the earth, starting with one person at a time, Lord. Heal the land so it may be a fruit to support the people, Lord. Heal the land so that it may bring forth fresh drinking water, Lord, both of the spirit and of the natural realm, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. For your scripture says, let all who thirst come to me, and I will give them rest. And
yes.
That come to me is coming to Jesus, Lord. May more and more of your people come back to you with great enthusiasm, great joy, great peace, great love, and great confidence, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Glory, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Amasharaki arakama hare aromundi. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Mashadakapati.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you. You are Lord. You are King, King of Lord, our Lord, over all the earth. He says, at your name, Lord, every knee shall bend on the earth, beneath the earth, and above the earth.
Amen. Glory.
I just want to lift up this young girl, 3 years old, and it was brought to my attention yesterday on Facebook. Her mother and father are praying for her and asking everybody to pray for her. Her name is Kate McRae. She is a 5-year-old Phoenix girl who's fighting a brain tumor. And I guess the surgery is supposed to be happening right now. And, or maybe in a couple of hours, but this doctor cannot make a mistake or it would not be good for her. This is a surgery that has a high risk factor. What is that, Jeff?
I didn't have my computer off and something came up on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, Lord Jesus, we just, right now, we just want to just ask for a Holy Spirit intervention and be in agreement with her parents and all those that are praying around them that, Lord, that you would even dissolve their tumor before the surgery even begins. And, Lord, if you are using this doctor as a testimony to help further his faith, and if he's not even a Christian, for him to come to faith, Lord, miraculously work through his hands, to help dissolve or remove the tumor in Jesus' holy name. Give him the best medical procedure. Give him the wisdom from heaven in Jesus' name. And commission those angels that are in the operation rooms of heaven to come to assist him. And in the surgical room, we thank you, Lord. In the surgical room of the earth, thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you for Holy Spirit heaven, Holy Spirit heaven invasion in that operation room right now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. That Kate would actually, that you would minister to her while she is under anesthesia, and she would understand the kingdom of God for her generation. That you would release within her a destiny that will confound her parents and those around her. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord of our minds. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Heal our hearts, Lord. Heal our minds, Lord. Heal our nation, Lord. Heal our nation, O 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 Lord. Show us your glory, O Lord. Show us your glory, O Lord. Reveal your glory, O Lord, to our nation, O Lord. Reveal your glory, O Lord, to our nation, O Lord. Reveal your glory, O Lord, to our nation, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done, Lord. Hallelujah. Jeff, is there anything you want to say before we go? We have 7 minutes, but I believe that we are at the end. I don't like to say the end of anything. We're at a new transition.
Beginning.
Yeah, we're at a new beginning that leads to another transition in our lives. And so we are going to transition into the next thing in our lives, which is work for my husband. And he's going to be working until, what, 3? And then we're going to visit our son, Joshua, who is struggling with autism, but we believe because of the hand of the Lord that came out in the picture, you can see it on the Joshua Connection group on Facebook, that there is an appointed time of healing for him. And it's not that we don't want him healed right now, but it seems that that's what the Lord's doing in Joshua's life. And so we just are just rejoicing in that. We're thanking God every day for it. And we are going to visit and have a wonderful time on the 4th of July with our son, Joshua. So I just want to say a big God bless you. Love you with the love of Jesus. And, you know, just keep praying. This will be archived. This was a show that came from heaven because we didn't know exactly what we were doing. But the Lord did. And all glory goes to the Lord. And we just want to thank Jesus for this opportunity on social media networking, and that the Lord would begin to raise up people that in the night season that would want to also do what he's calling them to do on Blog Talk Radio, on YouTube, or any of the other social venues that utilize internet television or internet radio. So we just thank you, Lord, strengthen the faithful community, bless the one, the wonderful friends that you've given us, and Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you for what you're doing on Facebook, Revival on Facebook, also known as Facebook. So anyways, God bless you, and Lord, let your kingdom come, let your will be done now on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you. Love you. Thanks for listening to WSCIRO Blog Talk Radio with the segment being called a special 4th of July intercessory prayer for the United States of America. Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen.